Today is Arnold Schwarzenegger's 46th day as governor of California, and his New Year's resolution might focus on bailing the Golden State out of debt. By law, Schwarzenegger must present his proposed budget to the legislature by January 10th. That budget may include plans for something the governor's predecessor, Gray Davis, could not pull off, a steady source of revenue from one of California's most profitable industries, Indian gaming. John Myers of member station KQED has more.
On a recent weekday afternoon, the Thunder Valley Indian Casino in Northern California is packed with people hoping to win it big. This is the newest Indian casino in California, filled with rows and rows of slot machines. The odds favor the house, but a half hour's drive away from Thunder Valley at the state capitol, the odds are less clear as California's gaming tribes begin to forge a relationship with Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. It was only some 3 months ago, during the bitter recall campaign, that the Republican newcomer's TV ads took direct aim at the tribes.
Indian casino tribes play money politics in Sacramento. $120 million in the last 5 years. All the other major candidates take their money and pander to them. I don't play that game.
But the new year may find Schwarzenegger willing to play a different game with the tribes, a game of negotiation.
He's the first governor to say, yes, I want to grow your industry.
Attorney Howard Dickstein represents several Northern California tribes and says Schwarzenegger is already much different than the last two California governors. It was those governors who negotiated what are called gaming compacts, agreements between the state and the Indian tribes that lay out the rules and regulations of their casinos. Those compacts also limit the number of slot machines the tribes may operate. Dickstein says the previous governors only took action after the federal government granted tribes the right to operate casinos.
Well, this is a completely different approach. It's a business approach. It's not, I'm afraid politically to work with you. I don't like gambling as a social matter. He doesn't come in fettered by those kinds of positions.
Anthony Pico, chairman of the Vieyas tribe of Kumeyaay Indians near San Diego, says what happened with Schwarzenegger in the past is less important than what happens next.
That rhetoric and that campaign posture is no longer there. It doesn't serve a purpose anymore. What does serve a purpose, I think, is finding solutions to issues.
Pico's Vieyas tribe certainly has reason to put aside the rhetoric of the past. The Vieyas campaigned strongly against Arnold Schwarzenegger, and they weren't alone. Campaign finance records show a handful of powerful tribes spent more than $11 million combined on the recall campaign. But now there is talk of negotiations with Schwarzenegger and possibly a renegotiated gaming compact. Governor Schwarzenegger says he wants a fair share of casino profits, and what the tribes may want are more slot machines. The governor's communications director, Rob Stutzman, says they are ready to talk.
Everything is on the table as far as he's concerned. He's looking forward to a good relationship with them and try to work into win-win situations that are good for the state as well as for their interests.
Exact numbers are unclear, but state officials have estimated tribal casinos rake in between $4 and $6 billion a year, revenues that would be second only to casinos in Nevada. Governor Schwarzenegger has publicly suggested a profit-sharing deal similar to one in Connecticut, where that state's two Indian tribes pay out 25% of their gambling revenues. But tribal attorney Howard Dickstein says Connecticut's tribes make 5 or 10 times as much as the largest California tribal casino. And as for the 25% figure,
I don't know what he's asking for 25% of. I mean, if a tribe has 2,000 machines, is he saying, I'll give you 4,000 and you give me 25% of the increased revenue that you get from those 2,000 machines? That's one thing. If he's saying, I want 25% of what every slot machine makes in the casino, that's a non-starter.
Vieyas tribal chairman Anthony Pico.
Tribes want to pay their fair share, and I think that's what the definition of fair share is, and I think that's what will be on the table.
And the tribes may ultimately hold the high cards. Most of them signed formal gaming compacts with the state of California that are valid until the year 2020. In other words, the tribes can walk away from negotiations at any time, leaving Schwarzenegger no help in plugging California's multi-billion-dollar budget deficit. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.